It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Cattle markets continue to amaze as we continue to see strong performances, whether it's in the live cattle or the feeder cattle market. But it still seems like feeder cattle are outperforming the live cattle at this point. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the news hitting the cattle markets.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, live cattle and feeder cattle continue to see extremely strong support helping to push those markets higher. What's been interesting is that the February live cattle market and January feeder cattle market have not hit new contract highs, which of course last February, both of those hit their all-time contract highs. We haven't revisited those levels, but all of the deferred contracts have traded and have been trading to new contract highs almost on a daily basis. What's going to be interesting is with the cattle market moving forward, we continue to see tight supplies, strong demand. Feedlots continue to try to buy up any of the calves that are hitting the auction rings because of the tighter supplies and the likelihood that those supplies will continue to be tight because of less calves being available as we move through the winter and into the spring. But there's another caveat that's coming into play, and that is they announced late Tuesday night that the Mexico-U.S. border for cattle coming back across isn't going to open until January 20th. Well, that's also the same time frame that the new president is looking at putting tariffs on Mexico and Canada of 25%. And that in itself might prevent some cattle from coming across the border. So at this point, it looks like if this all follows through, that the same time that the border is going to be reopening to allow cattle to come back into the U.S. from Mexico, it's going to be the same time frame that tariffs are going to be put in place, which might slow down the availability of calves or might slow it down just because of the cost differential or the higher priced cattle coming from Mexico. So it's going to be an interesting couple weeks. The market is going to have to try to digest what this is going to mean, but it's likely going to result in the fact that supplies of cattle, feeder cattle, are going to continue to be tight as we move forward. Next big thing we look at will be the January inventory report for cattle, which will likely continue to show the lack of herd expansion, which might push this market into the next year. What's going to be interesting, though, is the fact of whether or not the consumer will continue to pay for the price of the higher beef. We've got a lot of dynamics playing out in the cattle markets right now. Funds being extremely long the market, the border reopening on January 20th, and what the retaliation is going to be if tariffs do get placed on two of our big importers of beef into the U.S.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.